broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for October 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. We also use the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the checks and balances our founders put in place, bring it all to bear, and the founders' ideas have been and can be successful if we return to them. This is a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. And the good sheriff riding shotgun, former Sheriff Richard Mack, on the line. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. It's really good to be with you guys again. Thank you.
And Sheriff Mack's got to take off because there's a special in-service meeting where he teaches school, and so he's going to bail to that after the first segment here. But without further ado, I hear the good Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. rolled into town, huh?
Well, he did. We had him here for some meetings with local law enforcement and some legislators here. And, well, you know I'm not going to be one to miss taking advantage of a wonderful opportunity. You already know me that well, right, Sam?
Of course, my friend. I know what you did. You took him out for pupusas, didn't you?
No, we didn't get to do that.
Ah, too bad.
But I have promised the scholars that we would do that. And so anyway, we're trying to get that arranged. I told the scholars that if they all get A's and B's as a class, that we'll have a watch a Cinderella movie and have a pupusa party. And they were all really excited about that. And we flew in Sheriff Clark on Wednesday morning. And the first thing he did was the security team we were working with to help him get in and out of the airport brought him right to Heritage Academy in Levine, which is about a 25-minute drive, as you and Kurt know, 25-minute drive from the school. And we all went over to the church right next to our school because there wasn't a room big enough in our school to hold all the students in one auditorium, so we went over to the cultural hall at the church just right adjacent to Heritage Academy. We had 250 kids in there, or scholars in there, and I'm not kidding you, they were mesmerized by the speech of this wonderful man, this national figure.
That's because he's an incredible speaker, though. He's fascinating to listen to.
Well, he is, and he's a national hero, and he said some things that were right off of our test, like Constitutional Republic. That was word for word what we just had on our midterm exam.
And by the way, black Democrat delivering this message, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about race, it's not about party, it's about America. America, can I say it again? It's about Americans standing for America, Sheriff. And I hope that point was hammered home, too.
Well, it was. As soon as he stands up, Sam, that message is delivered.
Agreed.
And he even said, the Constitution, when it was devised, had me as a piece of property. And he says, I hold no ill will towards that. The founders were smart enough to devise a constitution that can be amended and changed. They got it right. It has been corrected. And I don't hold a grudge, and I hold nothing against that. They owe me nothing. We are now all capable of making our own way. And he said, you have that potential. You need to tap into that potential. And he talked about values and how important values are. And he talked about, and he even said this, I'm probably not supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You need to have Christ in your life. And he said that. And
amen. Couldn't concur more.
Absolutely. And I said that too. I said amen. And then we called up about 25 students who are the I Can Try epitome students, the zenith of I Can Try, which is our motto. And guess what Sheriff Clark did? He dissed me on I Can Try. And he said, Winston Churchill said that the most overused an overemphasized word in the English dictionary is the word try. He says a lot of excuses come with, I tried, or I should, you know, I did my best, I tried my best. And he said, no. So he wrote, I can try on the chalkboard in front of everybody. And he said, this is what you need to change it to. I will succeed. And quite honestly, we talked about that in class. And so we now have right underneath, I can try, I will succeed. And we're going to work on a poster of the picture that we took with the 25 students that I said were the epitome of I can try. They all got to take a picture with Sheriff Clark. They were called up out of the audience. Sheriff Clark agreed. He told me that we could do that. I asked him permission. I said, do you mind doing that? And he goes, no. He says, that's great. What we didn't do is we did not invite the press. The press didn't even know he did this, that he came to our school. And so it was great just to have him and the students interact for an hour. They loved him. And I told every one of the students, I said, you're going to remember this day, October 21st, 2015, and you will be able to tell your children and friends very soon, in the very near future, that man spoke at our school. And because you're going to hear a lot more from this man. He's going to have a lot to do with saving America. And I even told that to Sheriff Clark last night. We finished with him. I told him that you had come to the school and graded the students on oral reports, and that we're still looking to have them on the radio. And as a matter
of course, we are.
I told the students yesterday that we probably would do this only on Fridays, and then maybe some on Thursdays. But because everybody has a different class, I believe that Fridays would work the best.
Yeah, because the classes are at all different times, et cetera, and
right.
And we'll do it on Fridays and start there, and we'll give each scholar a segment.
Right.
We'll roll forth with their topic. We'll help them prepare a little bit before they come on the radio. By the way, you can dial me in, put me on a conference call, and we can talk to the students in each class if you've got some time, and we can talk about how to prepare. I can give them a couple of tips and ways to prepare that'll be valuable for them as well.
Absolutely, and they're really looking forward to it.
Tell them I'm all over it. Say Sam Bushman's all over it.
Okay.
Because they'll like that. And it's true. I am all over it. I'm excited about this because I personally believe that the efforts that Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., Sheriff Richard Mack, myself, Kirk Crosby, and others, by going into the classrooms, by giving kids real live examples of who we are as Americans, okay? Doesn't matter if you're black, white, tall, short, educated, not. We're all in this together, and there are ways to unify. And there are ways to restore the republic. And it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. Doesn't matter if you're black or white. What matters is that you turn to solutions, which is the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution, and God. It's that simple, Sheriff.
Well, it is. And that was exactly Sheriff Clark's message. He said it just like that. And he also said how much of it was simply their choice. And another thing that we've obviously that you know that we've talked about in class, that very issue, we've talked about in class a great deal, and so anyway, we're so looking forward to doing the show with you and having the.
All right, tell them we're excited. I know we're about out of time, so I'm going to cover two quick things before you leave.
All right.
We just talked last hour about this new survey out by who knows who and spent a gazillion dollars on it. They could have asked me and you and solved it for them. But they say survey finds high school kids tired, stressed, and bored. And my response is let them get some more sleep. Quit making them do everything if they're rich or forced so hard to help if they're poor. Maybe it'll reduce their stress levels. And they're bored because we're forcing them to learn things they don't care about and we don't make it interesting. Bringing David A. Clark Jr. in, a well-known national sheriff, bringing Sam Bushman in, a well-known talk show host. These kids are digging it, man. I bet they're not all running around tired and bored and hating it, are they?
Well, Sam, I even went over that with them yesterday. I said, remember I told you I would have this class fun? And I said, so far, we've played The Price is Right. We've had a nationally syndicated radio talk show host come into our classroom and grade your oral reports. And now we've had the most renowned law enforcement officer perhaps in the world come and speak in our class. And they're all just sitting there nodding the whole time, all of them. And I said, I promised you we would have fun. I promised you we would do things exciting and different. And I want you to tell me right now, am I keeping my promise? Oh, and they're going, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely, you know. So I said, now I want you to keep your promise. We're going to delve into the Revolutionary War, and I expect the scholars of this school to really absorb the principles that we fought for.
All right, last quick item. You know they were attacking Ken Ivory, Utah representative from West Jordan, Utah. Well, I guess all fraud allegations were dismissed. He's clear, sir.
I didn't even know that.
Just thought you ought to know.
Bless him.
Godspeed. Travel safe. We'll talk soon.
Thank
there you
much.
Go. Sheriff Richard Mack, ladies and gentlemen.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, lawmaker Ken Ivory is a well-known stand-up for land rights guy. We've interviewed him on the radio several times. We consider him a friend. He's not as true blue constitutionally as I would like to see him. That's my humble opinion. Nevertheless, he does a good job on a lot of things, and they've been attacking him big time for his stance on land rights. And I guess lawmaker Ken Ivory, he's a Republican of West Jordan, Utah. He's cleared of all fraud allegations, Kurt. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
I was trying to look that up. Where did you find it? I just found the, Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
Yeah.
They tout the Salt Lake Tribune when it said this about him. They said, Ken Ivory is a snake oil salesman. The legislature.
Yeah, they're going to retract their political manipulated commentary as a news reporter, and you know.
I don't.
We're going to have to retract that dude on page A99, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But I find it bogus. Wondering. Anyway, type in that phrase. Ken Ivory cleared of fraud allegations into Google and see what you find.
All right.
While you're doing that, I'm going to talk about Kurt Crosby loves YouTube, okay? I'm just telling you, Kurt is a YouTuber. Is that a word? Kurt's a YouTuber.
Yes.
Anyway, YouTube is going to introduce a subscription service, Kurt. And what you're going to do is you're going to get commercial-free YouTubes. And it crosses their movie and all their different services for YouTube. It's pretty cool. $10 a month. And it's another stream of revenue for Google, but for you to be ad-free watching, Kurt, you're going to be digging that, aren't you?
I'm not going to be paying for that.
You're not going to be paying for that? No. Come on, no. Kurt. You love YouTube, buddy.
Well,
I think Kurt lives on YouTube.
I enjoy trying to find things on there that I need, you know. And then I usually get you to, you know, extract the audio for me.
Yeah, don't say that too loud. You get me in trouble, you know.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, so you got the lawmaker cleared of fraud allegations.
Yeah, I do.
It's
see
Deseret News, by the way, where I got the story. Yeah. Amy, yeah. What's her name? Joyle?
I
don't know how to say it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But a thorough review just flat out found insufficient evidence. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and I don't see the Tribune having anything about it after they called.
Well, and that's the problem that I have with the mainstream press. See, these people are not intellectually honest, Kurt. They take sides in a discussion, which they really aren't supposed to do as news reporters. Now, political commentators such as myself, we make it clear. I take sides and have opinions all the time. I'm not going to pretend I don't. But these guys act like they don't. They act like they're journalists, they're reporters, they're professionals with degrees and licensing. But then they pick sides and put their foot in their mouth and get stuck in lies. A snake oil salesman, what has he sold that snake oil? There's no allegations of fraud that have been substantiated at all, okay? But they've already barbecued him in the court of public opinion. And then when the truth is known, he's innocent until proven guilty. He's innocent, folks, because they couldn't prove him guilty. And now they run around and don't say a single word.
Yep.
They're intellectually dishonest, Kurt. That's the problem with these people.
And I guess the Attorney General's office had done a thorough review where they found insufficient evidence that he committed fraud in connection with his work raising money in a public lands fight against the federal government. They say he welcomed the news, I bet he did, but added he knew it was a smear campaign with no basis from the outset. He said these allegations were nothing more than desperate attacks by dark D.C. extremists, that's from Washington, D.C., who fear the loss of their stranglehold over Western lands. Bottom line is he's telling folks that, hey, the Constitution says that the government, the federal government, is supposed to have only certain parts of land, not 85% of Nevada, not 70%+ of Utah or whatever. It's just not right. And so the states are waking up largely because of his efforts, I think.
There you have it. Anyway, thought would bring that to your attention. If you had the subscription to YouTube for $10 a month, you could watch YouTubes on it, I'm sure, with no commercials, Kurt. So.
Make a note.
All right, there's a big old to-do, Kurt, and I'm not really sure how to talk about this. I'm just going to let it rip with the headline here. Mormons say duty to law on marriage trumps faith. That's what the headline from the press says. By Jack Healy, Dateline Denver. Despite its deep opposition to same-sex marriage, the Mormon Church is setting itself apart from religious conservatives who rallied behind court clerk Kim Davis. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Who cited her religious beliefs as a way to promote civil disobedience. Well, anyway, Dallin H. Oaks, one of the apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, gave a speech about this, Kurt. And that kind of is what stems this whole discussion. Now, they claim that he referred to Kim Davis without mentioning her. Okay? Now, if he didn't name her, it's, well, not exactly positive that they refer that he was referring to her, although you might take that. But Dallin H. Oaks, one of the apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, talked about the boundaries between the church and state. They say Dallin Oaks, a high-ranking apostle within the church, okay, said that public officials, now he didn't say Kim Davis, but they say like Kim Davis, had a duty to follow the law despite their religious convictions. When you act in the public square or act in an official capacity, you're not at liberty to apply your own personal convictions. Now, there's several points to be made here, Kurt. All right. Do you want to respond to this here a little bit?
One of the things that I've seen when I've looked at these, and I haven't, I just was finding the transcript of the complete conference, you know, where he spoke. I guess the speech is about 34 minutes, something like that. One of the things that many folks are surprised with, at least, is that, that these religious leaders, and most of them, they just kind of take a back seat to the homosexual crowd or whatever, but that they're stepping in here. And in my opinion, it's important that they speak up. He's not only a church leader, but he's also an American, and he has a right. You know, we used to believe in what we call freedom of speech in America. And, his words are written out there. And I don't really want to speak for him.
Oh, agreed. Here's where I think we take this, Kurt.
Yeah.
We first off realize that Elder Dallin H. Oaks is a former Utah Supreme Court justice who also worked as a United States Supreme Court clerk for Chief Justice Earl Warren. Okay, so he's been around for a long time. He's very seasoned. And what you've got is you've got two attorneys now, very high-level attorneys, one Dallin H. Oaks and two Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. Now, Matt Staver doesn't have a lot of kind words to say about Dallin H. Oaks in this discussion. Okay? Now, the next headline says, speech by Dallin H. Oaks makes national news position is a, quote, significant development. Now, I'm going to get into what Matthew Staver said, and then I'm going to break it down from my perspective, okay? How I think we ought to look at this thing. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting topics. We do take on the difficult issues others don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. Hopefully, we do it with dignity and class. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about this. I don't want to call it a showdown, but the mainstream press is trying to create a showdown out of it, unfortunately. And what we're talking about is they got a headline that says Mormons say duty to law on marriage trumps faith. I don't believe that's what Elder Oaks said at all. That's a headline crafted, in my opinion, for divisionary tactics. Okay? Now, the battle between Dallin H. Oaks and Matthew Staver. They both went to rock star schools. They're both well-known constitutional attorneys. They've both been around forever. They're both seasoned, and they disagree on a couple of things. The press is trying to make a mountain out of this molehill, Kurt, in my humble opinion. Their headlines are manipulative, to say the least, and they're trying to act like, hey, all Mormons say your faith doesn't matter, kind of an idea. It isn't true. It isn't true at all. The next headline from the Deseret News, I think, is a lot fairer, if you will, of a headline. It says, speech by Elder Oaks makes national news. Well, I would say that's true for sure. Okay? But here's the rub, Kurt. The rub is when we have changes in our law, when we have, as some people view it, and I'm one of them, a violation of conscience, what's the best way to go about it? That's the debate. Okay? Oaks and Staver both agree that, you know what, we've got a difficult dilemma on our hands. When the people are immoral, Kurt, we have trouble. We all agree with that. But there, where do you draw the line in the sand, and what do you do? What is your approach? And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints primarily, and I don't speak for them, but I can make my observations, are generally saying, look, this is a difficult place we're in. We will draw the line in the sand between action and views or thoughts or beliefs. And if you act against God's laws, then you've sinned and it's wrong. But if you have certain tendencies or beliefs, we're not going to become the thought police. We're not going to dictate what you believe. And we're all God's children. So we're going to do our very best to be kind. And so the church has termed a kind of coined a phrase that they're using now, Kurt, called a fairness for all approach. In other words, let's be very inclusionary about God's children. And let's be very understanding of people's weaknesses and differences and viewpoints and beliefs. Let's be very kind and gentle about that. But let's draw the line in the sand. When you take certain actions, then from a church point of view, it's different. The LDS Church also took what Elder Oaks called the first step in his speech, called the center path back, or center path. And the center path is a compromise idea, Kurt. In other words, it's, you know what? We need to compromise here. It's a very complicated situation. There's hard feelings on all sides of it. And so the church has really doubled down on defending everybody's rights to housing, to health care, whatever you want to call that. Okay? They say that Dallin H. Oaks' remarks need to be considered in their entirety. Now, they say no religious group in America understands the need to protect religious freedoms than the Mormons. Boy, do I agree with that. Now, we're talking about housing and employment and health care and all those things. The Mormon Church is saying we've got to support everyone in that. And I think that's a correct stance, Kurt. And so Staver says, you know, I appreciate this, you know, path or center path, this common ground, this idea, but at the end of the day, says Matthew Staver, I don't think you can find a middle ground. Those who want same-sex marriage and same-sex benefits, they're not willing to seek for middle ground. Now, I think both statements are true. Okay? I agree the gay and lesbians don't want middle ground. They want their way, and it's their way or the highway. Matthew Staver's correct. But I also believe Dallin H. Oaks' statements where we need to work towards a middle ground, where we need to work towards solutions that work for all to the best of our ability. We need to stand. We don't need to determine what our enemies are doing if you determine them enemies. See, that's the debate. Are they enemies or not? I submit to you they're not enemies. I submit to you they see things differently than we do. I get that. I see that immorality is a big part of the problem in America. I get that too. But I also get this idea of the middle ground, of a center path, of a let's find a way to defend both religious freedom and rights for employment, education, housing, et cetera, for all. In other words, if you make bad choices, Kurt, in my humble opinion, immoral choices, do you lose your rights? See, we're saying that you shouldn't just because we disagree on our beliefs. And that's where the debate is. And so I don't think that Oaks and Staver are really on opposite sides of the argument. They have different opinions about what should be done. Staver's pushing for civil disobedience. Oaks is suggesting that's not the way to go. But this idea that Oaks is saying that your faith doesn't matter. Okay, in other words, Mormons say duty to law on marriage trumps faith. That's not exactly what was said, Kurt, at all. What they're saying is if you're a political official, you got to look towards government to solve this. And if government chooses wrong, we got a different discussion on our hands. Kim could resign or Kim could comply. What she shouldn't be able to do is hold her government position hostage to her personal opinion. Now, that's an opinion from Oaks. Staver has a different opinion. I choose to say simply this. We are all God's children. We need to find a peaceful way to kindly include people, and we need to find solutions. It's tough. It's hard to know where to stand on these issues. But I submit to you that I don't believe we should be at odds on this. Pitting Matthew Staver against Oaks like the mainstream press is doing is a failed agenda. And that's my call. That's my statement on the issue. I would submit to all of you that I don't speak for Oaks or Staver or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I speak for Sam Bushman, period. But my humble opinion is they're not as divisionary as you think. I'll bet you $1,000 that if Oaks and Staver were able to sit down in a room and talk, they'd find a lot of friendship, a lot of kinship, and common ground. And I submit to you that if you really want to know what Oaks said, I'm going to say it again. If you really want to know what Oaks said, like the Deseret News article points out, you got to listen to his comments in their entirety. And you don't want to just take what people said Oaks said. You want to listen to what Dallin H. Oaks really said. Put it in complete entirety context. And then make your own personal evaluation, which you are free to do. I just want you to go to the source and get the facts, not the manipulated headlines that I don't believe have an agenda to unify, to work together, to truly understand an argument or a disagreement. See, I agree with Oaks. We got to build middle ground. We got to work together. We got to find solutions. I also agree with Staver that I don't think the gay and lesbians want that. However, the more common ground we seek and the more kind and gentle and appropriate we are separating beliefs versus actions and protecting one's right of conscience, the closer we get to forcing them to say or expose who they really are. Kurt, what do you think of that summary?
I think that's very well done, Sam. And, you know, and people have got to remember that, you know, one of the key things that the typical media is going to try to do is, well, they want to report things that what they call if it bleeds, it leads. So in other words, they want to create a crisis or a problem, even if there isn't one, typically because it sells media. And in this case, I believe these individuals both have some good points, and that's part of the whole freedom of speech in America. And you can go to the church's site, and you can see the whole 30-something minute talk in its entirety, either on YouTube or you can read the transcript, the exact words there. There's just that kind of stuff available, and I don't, from my kind of skimming of it, I haven't read the whole thing, and I'm going to try to study it more, but I don't see the things that people are, or at least that the some of the reports are saying that we got to be concerned with.
Well, now a lot of people are going to say, Kurt, they're going to say, you know what, Sam, Kurt, your views are tainted because you are Mormons and you're going to defend the Mormon leader. And I've got one thing to say to that I don't believe that's true. And I'll tell you why. I told you where I agreed with one and I told you where I agreed with the other. I agree with Oaks that we got to work on building common ground, a peaceful solution, a way to work together. Treating God's children kindly and with love is a good thing to do. I support that. I also agree with Staver that the gay and lesbians don't want a middle ground approach. They want it all. I agree with that. But the real debate comes down to whether civil disobedience is justified. Okay, Matthew Staver, in March, he said, you know what? This decision for same-sex marriage may require civil disobedience. Well, that's not what Oaks believes. Oaks believes civil disobedience is not justified here. The question is, what do you believe? We'll talk about it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
A speech by Dallin H. Oaks, one of the 12 apostles from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, makes national news. Mormons say duty to law on marriage trumps faith. Not. That's a headline, I believe, manipulated by the press, intent on dividing. The church has termed a term called fairness for all approach. The LDS church took the first step, called the center path, back in 2009, where they compromise and work together and draw a line between action and right of conscience. I understand wanting to find a middle ground, says Matthew Staver, but at the end of the day, I don't think you can find a middle ground. Those who support same-sex marriage, they don't want a middle ground. I agree that Staver's right. But here's what's interesting. In March, Staver said that you could have civil disobedience. Staver says Davis can defy the Supreme Court as a conscientious objector on religious grounds. Elder Oaks, on the other hand, upheld civil disobedience by Rosa Parks, but drew the line at defiance of the law by a public official sworn to uphold. Listen, when it affects other people. So that's where the debate is. And I submit to you that the debate between Oaks and Staver is actually quite small. It's a matter of personal opinion, preference, legal understanding. I don't know. But I'm not going to put words in either of their mouths except to say that I don't think they're as far apart or division as they want you to believe. The question is, what's the best action? Should Kim Davis have just resigned? Should she have been involved in civil disobedience? Staver thinks yes. Oaks thinks no. What do you think, my fellow Americans? I personally think the best thing Kim Davis should have done is resigned. That's just my opinion. Although I do support her right to defy if her conscience tells her she should. And so it's a very difficult battle here, folks, but what it comes down to is, especially when we're talking about the legal realm, is opinion. I mean, all legal people do is create opinion on something. And we're all entitled to our opinions. And the final statement that I would make regarding the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is, let's say that I reject Oaks' comments and agree with Staver. Or let's say I reject Staver's comments and agree with Oaks. Do you realize that neither of those things affect my standing in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Kurt? And so I'm not going to stand against or for either of them. I'm going to stand for, to the best of my personal understanding and knowledge, which is right. And I'm not going to down either guy. Their points are valid. I see validity on both sides of the argument. And so I really reject the mainstream press pitting these gentlemen against each other, because I think that's the least helpful of all. But I'm also going to say my opinion is, hey, Kim can do what she wants. She can stand up as a conscientious objector if she chooses. So can Rosa Parks. Staver and Oaks can both have their opinions on that if they want to, and I can have mine. I personally agree with Oaks that it would have been better for her to just, well, Oaks didn't say this, but I'm just saying, better for her to resign than to have civil disobedience and go to jail, etc. The reality, though, is what is the best answer? And I can't answer that. I don't know. When the people are immoral, good people suffer. I can tell you that from a biblical point of view. And so there's my take, Kurt. Do you have any more comments? I want to just kind of lay that out, though, because people think, oh, I got to go along with Oaks or I'm in trouble with the church. It isn't true. People also think that Oaks and Staver are at complete odds on the topic. I don't think so. When you really read what Oaks said in its entirety, it's not as against Staver or against Kim as you think. They claim he didn't mention Kim by name, but yet he kind of attacked and went against Kim. They claim that the Mormons believe that faith is trumped by the law. See, I don't really believe that's accurate portrayals at all. It's designed to divide, and I reject the whole notion. All right, Kurt, your turn. What do you say, sir?
You know, when I look at this, you know, it's an interesting place that we find ourselves in America where, you know, I mean, 20, 30 years ago, you certainly, I mean, you wouldn't even have had this as a discussion. And that is one other thing that, in my opinion, ought to be highlighted here. And that is simply the church's viewpoint that was put out about, well, 20 years ago in what's called the Proclamation on the Family. Now, this is what has drawn the ire of the homosexual crowd and that kind of thing. And that is simply that, hey, God has set up the family. It's intended to have a man and a woman together, and that's just how it's supposed to be.
And now, let's make one more thing clear. The church has not equivocated on that at all, Kurt. Let's be very clear.
No. But on the other hand, you know, we certainly don't mean by that that you just treat people that disagree with that in some kind of a, you know, lesser point or lesser role. In other words,
or hostile, you don't, sure.
Yeah, you don't hurt them or whatever. You know, as Jesus taught, you love the sinner, but you hate the sin. You know, and the point is that the Prince of Peace is our exemplar. And I think that, for example, in his final little paragraph of his talk, he says, extreme voices polarize and create resentment and fear by emphasizing what is non-negotiable and by suggesting that the desired outcome is to disable the adversary and achieve absolute victory. Such outcomes are rarely attainable and never preferable to living together in mutual understanding and peace. End quote. So,
and
know,
so I finally make this point with regards to this. Yeah. If you were to put Matt Staver and Dallin H. Oaks in a room, I bet you they would have a generally good time. I bet you they would spar legally for fun because that's what attorneys and those kind of guys do. At the same time, I believe that they've probably got, what, 95% common ground, Kurt, or more? I don't know the exact number, but I'm just saying they agree, for the most part, way more than they disagree. But the mainstream press just runs around, finds that little teeny disagreement, and just exploits that and runs around all crazy. When I believe Matt and Dallin, I don't know if I should use their first names exactly, but I believe they're both genuine, good, honest, wise, careful men doing the best they can, Kurt. And they both have religious convictions. They both believe marriage is between a man and a woman. See, the agreement is so much greater than the disagreement. It almost is surprising that they try to divide these two men. And I find it absolutely abhorrent that they're doing that, because they know full well what I'm saying. They agree on the vast majority of things. They really do. So, I don't know. That's just my take. And, you know, I don't mean to speak for anybody. I don't mean to speak for the church. I'm just Sam Bushman with my own opinions. But I just think that, man, they're sure trying to exploit a division between these guys. They never did that to Barack and Joe Biden. They never did that to Hillary and Harry Reid. Okay, and that's kind of my point is, you know what? We're going far afield from what matters here. What matters is that we all need to work together. We all need to stand on moral principle. We all need to do our very best to be kind and considerate of others. We need to ferret this stuff out the best we can. How's the best way to do that? Well, working together is a good idea. And that's one of the big problems I have with patriots, Kurt. Somebody emailed me the other day. Like, hey, man, I don't think I'm going to support the CSPOA because one of your sheriffs is involved asset forfeiture and stuff. Well, I agree, being involved in asset forfeiture is a serious problem.
Yes.
But do I just throw everybody who I disagree with for any reason under the bus? Pretty soon I won't have any friends. Pretty soon I won't have anybody that I agree with, because, I mean, Kurt's wrong on almost everything. No, see? Where do you go when you do that stuff? It's crazy. Is it true that Kurt and I disagree on a couple of things? I don't know that we disagree. We have certain preferences, you might call it. We have certain understandings that are slightly different. Okay, but that doesn't mean we disagree. Kurt and I don't disagree on hardly anything. But they would love to make you believe we disagree on almost everything. And I submit the Patriots need to take a page out of the playbook of learning to work together, learning to compromise, learning to be patient. So we got a guy that's a great sheriff, that's an asset forfeiture guy a little bit. Maybe he just needs education, a little love, and a little walking through that. Can he come to his senses? I pray so. What if he never does? Do I just call him an enemy and say, well, we don't have any constitutional sheriffs because there's nobody? I mean, we disagree with something with everybody. Well, in my opinion, to validate Elder Oaks' point on this, then Satan wins, doesn't he? He managed to divide us and conquer us, and we've lost. We've got to be very careful when we disagree on things to say, you know what, we can disagree and be agreeable about that. The Founding Fathers were famous for this. They disagreed big time, but somehow they humbly got it done. And I submit to you, that's the page out of the blue book of success we really need to, or playbook of success, whatever you want to call it, that we really need to think about in America as conservatives and about as God-fearing Americans. Can we restore the republic, and who can be involved? I mean, should I disagree with Staver because I believe that civil disobedience may not have been the best choice in Kim's case? And just say, oh man, Matt's awful. Bag Matt and his crew. Forget the Liberty Council. Or should I do the opposite and say, oh man, Oaks thinks that we shouldn't have stood up? Kim's right. Oaks is wrong. Man, get him out of there. The guy's bad news bears. See, that's just negative. It just doesn't do any good. When are we going to learn to set aside differences, unite a solid front on things we agree on, and absolutely work our guts out to get good things done? When are we going to do that? We need to do a whole show on this. We need to bring on Tim Starks and a bunch of other people. We need to just drill into this and really find ways to build common sense, common ground. We got to educate the conservatives about what works and what doesn't, Kurt. That's my humble takeaway.
Yep.
All right, maybe I'm not so humble. Sorry about that. Doing my best, ladies and gentlemen. Doing my best to really be humble and to take things, but I got opinions too. And convictions as well. But hopefully I don't let those views, convictions, stand in the way of working with people who could be my allies for good things, to anxiously engage in a good cause. All right, I'm just saying. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand hard-hitting talk radio. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to financially support us. I'd love it. You probably won't because you disagree with me on something, huh? That figures. There you go. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. We're live and on demand on the Roku player. Live and on demand at LibertyRoundtable.com. You can turn your phone into a radio. Check it out at the website. This nation shall endure.